The last news article you read might have been the result of paid advertising. That's what a journalist from Outline.com detailed in a bombshell report called Bribes for Blogs. He provides emails and social media exchanges that illustrate the content that you might have read in Forbes magazine or Huffington Post that were probably written for the sole purpose of selling you a product, and they dress it up like it's a news article. Joining me now to talk about this is Tyrell Ventura, host of Watching the Hawks. The report asserts that the publication of Forbes is aware of actual payoffs in isolated incidents between brands and journalists. What are the grounds for that accusation, Tyrell? That's a strong accusation.
It is a strong accusation. And where the Outline journalist who's investigating this found this was in a case of Chris Chong, who was an author, a blogger for Forbes, who was putting out stories. He had about, about a dozen stories up on Forbes. And when these kind of allegations arose, Forbes immediately took them down, because most sites, your Forbes, your HuffPost, they have rules that say that they don't allow their contributors to do this, because a lot of times these sites will approach the contributor, not Forbes. They'll go after someone writing on Forbes and say, hey, do you want to make an extra $150 or even more? I saw some numbers $1,100, and said, hey, do you want to do this? Insert this into your article, away you go. And what Outline kind of laid out in their reporting is that you really got the idea that most dot coms and most publications kind of just look the other way. That even though it's against the rules, their rules that they have for journalist conduct there, they don't really enforce them. They only kind of enforce them after the fact, after it's made public, somebody figures it out, or another good journalist investigates, the journalist finds out, oh, he's getting paid on the side. But what you're seeing is that a lot of people are using this for supplemental income. And in the online news world, as you know as well as I do, there's not a lot of money. That money window is getting smaller and smaller, especially for independent journalists. So the temptation to corrupt your reporting is there. And that's what these PR companies and these big corporations jump on and take advantage of.